Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday. We've got rodeo issues, which is amazing, because I didn't even realise that we did rodeo in New Zealand, but apparently we do. Are we still going to? I guess that's the question. Why are we such bad losers? By we, I mean the entire country. The music they play in shops and parking meters. Marcus's issues with them. Strange issues. But for any of that, something I really don't care about at all, but Leighton sounds like he does. The America's Cup.
Brilliant design for the new yachts. Just outstanding. Look fabulous. If you haven't seen the video, then you really should find it and have a look. But it looks terrific. And the word was carnage because that's what is likely to happen. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that comment was correct. Expect carnage. Because we've seen yachts tip over before. These are supposed to be self-righting somehow. And if they say they are, I'll accept that they are. But in the meantime, the speeds and the size and everything, it's going to be terribly, terribly, terribly exciting. Don't you think? 270 million or thereabouts to put it on. Now, then we have the costings. Now, apparently, there is less than half to find for funding. So 270, there's about 90 million that's unfunded. And Phil Goff, the mayor of Auckland, is saying the government should be contributing. The government should be contributing. That means people in Invercargill should be contributing, people in Dunedin, Christchurch, in Tauranga, in Northland, you know, New Plymouth, Wellington, should all be contributing by their taxes, of course. Now, this is going to benefit... Let me take the official line. Let me take the scam line. Well, that might be an exaggeration. This is going to benefit Auckland dramatically. It is. But folks, it's going to benefit the whole country. Everybody is going to get a ride out of this, believe me. It doesn't matter whether you're on Scott Base. You're going to get a fizz out of this, and it's going to be to your benefit. Everybody is going to benefit from it. Okay? Do we understand? That's a fact, right? Believe me, trust me. And I'm not even a politician. Trust me. It's going to be fabulous. So don't complain about the money that you're going to be putting in via taxes. You're going to get a massive return on it. Hmm? Is that fair enough?
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not. I actually can't tell. So good job, Leighton. I certainly am not aware of what benefit I'm going to get out of it. Me personally, directly, I understand that there are economic benefits to be had in certain industries, but me personally, I don't know. All I know is that I'm going to have to end up watching, recording, playing back stupid boat races that I don't care about. Anyway, we'll see. That's gone on a bit longer than I'd hoped. I hope we've still got time to talk about the rodeo and why the Lions Club has decided to cut its association with it.
What do you think of the move by the Lions?
Well, I just have to start by saying that these are my views. I haven't, they're not the association's or Lions' views, but what I think of the Lions, I think it's a knee-jerk reaction, a bit weak-gutted, to bending the knee to a group of faceless radical activists.
And you believe there has been a lot of misinformation about the rodeos? Exactly what misinformation?
Just the slant they put on things. The anti-people take pictures and things that are... and just one picture and a series of pictures and twist it to their agenda.
Yeah, what I was really hoping for there was some comprehensive pronunciation guides on whether it's rodeo or rodeo. I didn't really get that. Never mind. Why are we such sore losers? Rachel Smalley wants to know.
You can't blame social media for this because we've reacted this way for years and years and years. Remember when the All Blacks lost to France in the quarterfinals of the Rugby League World Cup in Cardiff? Remember the reaction to that? The team, Graham Henry, were abused and ridiculed within an inch of their lives. That was awful. Dean Barker copped it as well, didn't he, when he didn't win the America's Cup? So why can't we cope with a loss, do you think? Why do we only want to back winners? Think about how we treated John Hart as well when he lost as All Blacks coach. We just turn on them. If you look at the Brits are interesting because some of their diehard football supporters, they'll back their teams through all weathers, rugby as well, actually. The good times and the bad, the huge wins, the horrendous losses, they're there every week through thick and thin. We're not. Kiwis turn on a team the moment it fails to perform to the fans' expectations. But what possible justification can there be for telling Sean Johnson to shoot himself? Let's strip this back to what it is. There are 13 men wearing a black jersey and chasing an oval object around a paddock. I mean, that's what it is. Sometimes our team is better with the oval object. Sometimes the other team is. I'm not oversimplifying sport. I'm really not. But I'm just trying to illustrate that we're not talking about a criminal act here. We're talking about a game of football. And irrespective of that result, telling a player to shoot themselves, I mean, you know, clearly that comes from a pretty troubled and twisted mindset. Why do we attack and round on players? Why do you think we do this, New Zealanders? Does it say more about us than anything? We can't cope with losing. Why do you think that is?
I don't actually know that is true. We don't like losing, but it's when we lose in poor fashion. When we don't do a good job in the losing's, I think we're sort of okay with losing, but when we lose when we're not supposed to and then complain about it afterwards, that's when people get upset. I'm not trying to defend people who tell people to kill themselves. That's not good. But yeah, I can kind of see where the criticism comes from in this case. Now, music and shops. Apparently there's a supermarket in Australia that's dimming the lights and playing softer music so the autistic kids don't go crazy. What does Anne have to say about that?
There's quite a bit of psychology behind music in retail shops and supermarkets. It's meant to entice shoppers to spend their money. And if there's any distraction or any vibes which put people off from doing that, then that business suffers because people walk out the door and they don't depart with their money to the shop. So I think it's quite important that retailers put some conscientious effort into selecting appropriate music.
It just means you end up with the Eagles everywhere, though, doesn't it?
Or K.D. Lang or whatever song, or the Gypsy Kings or...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your turnover will reflect the music that you choose.
Did you hear back just there at the end, get a little dig in about Ed Sheeran? What is it with people who hate on Ed Sheeran? Why do people think of him as anything other than one of the most talented singer-songwriters of our time? I just can't figure that out. Talk about your tall ginger poppy syndrome. We're going to finish up here with parking meter rage from Marcus.
The town I live in still has parking meters that you put money into. You can't text in two to whatever it's called. And you can't put a credit card in. It just takes money. Now, normally, I just park my car and don't put any money in the meter. Because if you get caught, the fine is $9. And to put money in the meter costs you $2. So I normally take the chance. But what's happened now is if, in fact, I get a parking ticket, it goes to management and they like it paid within 24 hours, which kind of looks like a black mark against your personal file in the company. I don't want them to come back at that. So I've decided, after years of not doing it, to put money into parking meters, which is difficult in a cashless society. It involves me, or my partner going to the bank and getting out $2 coins. So I do that. Now, the last two parking meters I've put my $2 coin in, nothing has happened. It hasn't even registered the coin. Now, what I do when that happens is I give it a corrective kick to try and jiggle it down. I don't know if that's good or bad, but man, I get rage, and I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to do.
Well, what you're supposed to do is not pay with money and pay with an app, because it's brilliant. I've just started doing that. And so you can top up the meter while you're not nowhere near it. And then if you come back early, you can cancel it. And so you don't end up paying more than you... It's fantastic. Marcus, it's 2017. Sort yourself out. The robots have taken over. Bow to your artificial intelligence overlords. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Thursday. I'll see you back here again tomorrow. Thank you, robots.